I'm Mike McCurdy. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has identified West Bloomington as a food desert. That's an area where residents don't have easy access to a supermarket where they can buy fresh produce and a variety of other healthy foods. When Greentop Grocery Cooperative opened, its supporters said the store would improve fresh food options for the residents of West Bloomington. But the store has had difficulty in fulfilling that role. It offers locally grown organic produce, antibiotic-free meat, cage-free eggs, and locally baked breads. Those items usually carry a higher price tag, putting them out of reach for most of the low-income residents on the west side. For Sound Ideas series on Bloomington's food desert, GLT's Judy Valente sat down with Greentop's marketing director, Rainey Thiemer, at the store. Thiemer says the store is trying to respond to the community feedback. It's discounting items and reaching out in other ways to West Bloomington's lower-income residents.
We wanted to be located in an area where we can provide access to healthy foods for lower-income families, and by putting Greentop where we are shrinking the size of the food desert in town on the west side. We have recently started lowering prices on over 400 items in the store. We also have a couple of other programs in place in the store already. One is our Great Values Everyday pricing. Soon will be changed to being named Greentop Basics, but it's the purple signs you see in our store. Those are basic items that you find in our grocery store that we sell at cost or below cost. Milk, eggs, items that everybody needs.
So how many minority customers do you ever see in here? How many minority customers do you have in your owner base?
That's a great question. I don't have numbers on that, honestly. We do see probably less minority customers here. However, we are trying to reach out more to the west side. We'll be starting some programming that we'll be marketing heavily towards the west side soon.
What about your owners? What percent of your owners are minority?
I don't have the percentage on that. We do have almost 1,700 owners that are here in the community, and it is a mix of all different kinds of people. We do have a program for our ownership called our Financial Accessibility Fund, where anybody who wants to become an owner can become an owner for as little as $5. And then our fund pays for the rest of the ownership, which is a $200 fee.
You give away a lot of fresh produce and also non-perishable things.
That's correct. We do give away a lot of our food. In grocery stores, the expiration dates hit and we can't sell it anymore, but that doesn't mean it's not a good product and can't be eaten. So we work with a couple organizations to get our food out to lower income areas. One is called Beacon of Hope, and they actually approached us right before we opened. They're a volunteer organization, and they come and they pick up our expired or not so perfect items and bring those to churches, to daycares, to individual families in the community. I think they pick up here around 3 times a week. And then anything we can't give to them, we have donated to Home Sweet Home Ministries as well. And so that's a way of getting the food in the store out. We've done a couple other things. We have a Roundup recipient every month where our customers have the opportunity to round up at the end of their total to the highest to the nearest dollar. So if your total is $18.75, we'll ask if you want to round up 25 cents for whoever our Roundup recipient is. And in November, Midwest Food Bank was our recipient, and we our customers helped raise over $1,200 for Midwest Food Banks. Part of our mission is to make healthy food accessible to everyone, and one thing that kind of differentiates us from other grocery stores is that we have a teaching kitchen. So we offer 2 to 3 cooking classes a month in our teaching kitchen. So last quarter we offered a basic knife skills class that was full. We offered that for free, that taught people how to chop, julienne, dice, everything you need to know, and how to handle knives. And then this next month in February, we'll be offering a Finding Value at Greentop store tour, where a registered dietitian from the U of I Extension will be coming in and showing people how to shop the co-op, and that will be a free class as well, and it will educate on organic, non-organic. We also offer wellness classes once a month, so we have a Wellness Wednesday. It's the first Wednesday of every month, and we offer 10% off our wellness aisle for all of our shoppers, and then we offer some sort of programming in our teaching kitchen that is free to attend as well. We've done a nutrition labels class on how to read that. Last month we did a goal setting class for the new year.
How are you going to get the word out to people if they're unaware of Greentop or they're afraid to come into Greentop because they've heard the prices are a little higher?
Well, we're working on a marketing plan for that. Some of that will be reaching out to agencies, the Department of Human Services, to our link office here in town, as well as to areas on the west side. to the Westside Revitalization Project to see if they can help get the word out. So we're going to be working with partners.
Rainey Thiemer, Marketing Director for Greentop Grocery, speaking with GLT's Judy Valente. Thiemer says Greentop is also seeking approval from the state to allow its customers to use their Illinois Women's, Infants, and Children's benefits, known as WIC cards, at the store for items such as milk and baby food. Tomorrow, hear from Illinois Wesleyan University's Deborah Halperin, a member of the West Bloomington Revitalization Project Board, about why food deserts exist and how they can be reduced. It's Sound Ideas on GLT.